שמה גדלתי בין החכמים ומצאתי לגוף טוב משיגה. ולעמד שעיקו אל המייסה, כל המה בדבר מייבי חית. ויופו זה three things. Two of them, the head you have to do with שתיקה. And the middle one is also, you know, the first and last one is emphasized machshov over dibur. The middle one emphasizes mais over dibur. Or medrash, depending whether it's mais or whether it's limud, I'll complain him, the middle one is not so clear. So now it says, kol yamik dazen chachomim, lo imatzesu aguf toiv el ashtika v'chulu. Hachochom azir bo lehazal tikkun aguf shalonim. So now we're talking about the tikkun aguf, as opposed to achas shiro ovi v'gamdi, al meisim musil odom, shi meisim pashar lodom bal seichel. So leich b'chayishach mashizbaya, just like he spoke before about a birur ha-meisim, so so now he's looking towards the person himself rather than his ma'isim. In other words, what's the introduction of Koyamik Dalti Mechachomim? The ma'isim, obviously all the people listed in Pekah, it's a chachomim, I mean that they're coming along and speaking because they're rebbeim, they're tanoim. So what's this special statement over here that Koyama Gedalti? Va'oid kashin ma'ein zev le'amidu she'ika la'may se'ika, which l'chura is something which is telling you not, a medrash possibly goes into the in of seichel, so not the learning per se, but the ma'isa, that has nothing to do with the first and last statement, which are against dibur. The kolosh kein shehischo b'shtika v'amachaka v'amedish ika, b'chazo n'yirisho leimu chalamah v'dvar mevi chit. So, v'gam kein loshan l'matosu l'guf toi b'shtika kosha. The word, the wipe that for the guf, I mean, we're talking about neshama, we're not talking about physical health. So, leimu l'matosu l'odam toi, v'oit kosha shama chalamah v'dvar mevi chit, as if it's a chidush of his own. Halim mikrim olehu, v'roiv dvar mevi chit, if a person talks too much, it's not going to, you know, someone along the line is going to say things you shouldn't say. Pirush Rashi is also, Zoyim Kol Yom Gidol Zin Chomer, Tzitzi Guf Loima, She'af Eitz HaKachomim, Motzotzi She'yof Eshtika Lehem. She'kacho Eloigim B'Shtika, Ve'kotzi Nodim She'in HaKachomim She'shtika Yof Lehem. So the morale brings Rashi over here, and he is putting down a nekuda that for him is the nekudas Americas of the Mishnah over here. And let's just explain a second. L'chur, the Pashta Pshat that you learn in the Mishnah here, in the Baifu Kalali, is that a person has a lot of, a person is a chacham to a very limited degree. And he has a lot of narishkeit in his head, and a lot of bad things and mean things, and if he talks, it's bound to come out. So shtika is something which is really just to make sure that it's a practical way to make sure that you're only saying good things or right things. Marshall, if I tell somebody, if you eat in all the restaurants, wherever you go, you eat, you're bound to eat Mahalta Suris. That's a zehirus. In other words, it's just that. If a person is not discriminate, which hechshi is, which another hechshi is, so he's bound to eat something that's not good. But not that the etzim, if let's say I know it's a place that has 25 restaurants and they're all under very good hashgacha, so fine, that's good. Shimon Benoi is coming to say that shtika mitzar atzmai is a maila, even within the world of chachma, not only because of the chashash, that as much as a person, every person, a little bit of a tipish, the tipshas will come out, or the ra will come out, but it's a klal shtika is a mida tayvif ne'atma. Upirsha says a good time of shtika, a time of mesh adam bal guf, yafala shtika. Because a person is a bal guf, that's why shtika is yafala. Bezer, ki adibo hu nefesh hamidaberes, asha nefesh hamidaberes hu koach gufni, shadibo koach gufni v'nesich legami. That here the Maral says, an akuda, which is by him, it says it all over, all the time, is lives in a world of sichlius. Mitzad the ideas, mitzad the things he wants to hear, v'chulu. A person, l'mashal, who's not a big bal seichel, he likes to hear a lot of mices, likes to hear a lot of concrete things. He likes things that are less sichlistic. He becomes tired from things that are sichlius, and he likes things that are very concrete and very physical, very real, and so on and so forth. In a person's seichel itself, a person has a seichel of thinking and a seichel of speaking. Mal calls it, in a lot of places, there's a seichel yuni and seichel dibri, and those are two very different levels of seichel. The seichel yuni is fine, abstract, conceptual, and it deals with chachma in an oifin that is matim for chachma, in a chachmadik oifin. Koach HaDibri likes things that are physical, concrete, spoken out. In a certain sense, it's megashim, that machshava. Now, sometimes the person is, you always have a Koach HaDibur, but sometimes the Dibur is there to express the Seichel, and sometimes the Seichel is there to just give you what to talk about. Sometimes a person, a speaker, gets up and he has a point that he wants to make. This is the nekudas I want to say. And he looks for ways to get it across, to bring it out, v'chulu, v'chulu, v'chulu. You get a type of speaker where he's entertaining. I mean, he's busy he's doing jokes and stories, v'chulu, v'chulu. But he needs a psavart to kind of string it along with. So the vart is there just to give a little chiyus, just to give a little... background to give some framework to the stuff he's saying. The dibur is a nefesh amedaberes, asher nefesh amedaberes koach gufni. Dibur is already somewhat of a koach gufni. The einay sichli legabri. Lekach roi la'ashtika, shle yovel lidei toz v'shivush. Ki kasher upoyel b'koach ha-dibri, mevat l'koach ha-sichli shor esamon. The klal gadol is a person is at a certain nekuda in his personality. If he's at his nekudas hadibri, he's been vatlas sikhli. If he's in his nekudas hasikhli, he's vatlas dibri. They come one at the expense of the other. I mean, it's such an interesting, for instance, the Rambam says, when he speaks about shtika in Ovos Deis, he says that even divrei chachma should be said b'shtika. He says, lo'olam yu dvorav mu'otim v'nyanav melubin. In other words, the ratio of spoken to the idea should be much more idea and less diburim. So, as a person lives in Olam HaDibur, he loses touch with Olam HaSichli. Lekach Yishtrik, if a person learns to keep quiet and a person learns to think rather than to talk, he will have a more, he will be more in contact with his koach hasichli. Yapol b'koach hasichli she'ena gufnik moshu koach dibri. Because when a person is in the talking mode, when the person is thinking in words and speaking in words, he's taking his seichel down a notch. She'ena gufnik moshu koach dibri shalei molet me'atos. V'yesh l'daf ki ha Seichel vaguf hefeichim ze laze. The koach and seichel vaguf are opposites. Olafikach oma ein leguf toivel shtika. In other words, as you repress the guf, the seichel begins to flower. It doesn't say ein leguf toivel shtika. Olafikach oma ein leguf toivel shtika. Oma leyofel leguf hadibur. You know, it's not that the dibur is not good for the goof. It's the goof does well when it moves itself from the level of dibur to the level of sichlius. Ki lo mitzad hadibur achisar, rak sheyofel ashtigot hafashtigot hafashtigot. If the goof draws back, dominant. So it's good for the guf to step aside and allow seichel to take over the arena. When a person is quiet, that's what he can think. But a person cannot he can't live on two levels. If seichel and guf were simply two functions, a person can tap his fingers and think at the same time or talk at the same time. But thinking and speaking are two different levels of the mind being used. And it's either or. Either you're in the thinking mode. A lot of times the muscle, when you first ponder a sugya and you're trying to think of the inyan, you don't have it yet in words. You cannot quite yet express it in words. On the other hand, when you have a diagram that you already know the inyan, and now you're filling out the words to say it, how to say it over, and so on and so forth, you find a lot of times that you can't quite express the fine point you meant, and you have to settle for something less. Kitikuna, it's good. In other words, yes, a person's seichel exists in one plane, it did exist in another plane, and that's that. But in a more pneumatical aphon, the person needs to, as a person moves down into the deeper, his seichel is able less to express itself. So, Lumos, when a person has to make a hachra, he wants quiet. Because the normal mahalach of Balei Seichel is your first pondering is when it's quiet. It's quiet and you're thinking through something. Then, in order to clarify it and to bring it out, you need to talk about it. You need to express it and read the chatuch with somebody else. That's where you get a certain clarity. It's mamish. It's like the mashal. It's almost exactly Chazal say a mashal that by a leda, it says the zuriya is bechashoy or belachash, and the leda is the koyle koyles. So and for that we bring a raya to Kiyas HaMesim, that would be Koyle Koyles. But Chazal amagdir it that the Zriya lies in Chashoyis and the Ketzira and the Leda lies in Koyle. Because Seichel's hallmark is Shtika. But Shtika alone, an idea that has a makom in the Seichel but doesn't come down into the world, is not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu intended. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted everything to come down into the world. So the process of coming into the world is through dibur, just like the leda of a child is with koil. So just like when we talk about a person's mission in general, we say that the mission is, the neshama is higher than the guf, but its tachlis is to change the guf. So the guf will never look as clear and as pure as the neshama, but a person's merit is, he starts with a neshama that's very high and pulls the guf along. The same thing is true with shtika and dibur, seichel and guf. Seichel works the shtika, and it reaches a certain fine point. It then tries to be moiled for hadibur, and both of them are considered the same in a sense. The pair and the mucker are both called malchus, actually. That brings it out to the world as lemaisa, and it's much more practical, solid, gufnishtik type of ideas. So you gain a certain clarity. clarity of it, but you lost out on the level of it. Yeah, so it's a via sechel zar so they can sechel kwa. Lachach omle with such a guf table shtika mitama shamayinu. So he was saying that that's why the Mishnah says yes, it's kasha, why it says lekuf instead of saying to the person, because it has to do with the guf vis-a-vis the seichel. They are called ksil marbet verb, and that's why ksil is marbet verb. Shaseichel v'guf shnei seichel, a person who is ksil is a guf nistik person. He doesn't know what it means to think about something. He doesn't know what it means that a person has an idea that he has to struggle to put into words. He talks and talks and talks. I remember in the Mir they had when Rav Nachum used to say Chabur Matzah Shabbos for a big oilam. In the beginning it was very, very small oilam, but people started coming. And during Yevamis man, Rav Nachum from Chevron came. A bus of Rav Nachum from Chevron. But they were learning Yevamis at the same time. Rav Nachum had a Shem on Yevamis. So, in the Mir, the mahalach was people would listen to Shikloli or to Chaburis, and then they would ask afterwards. In Chevron, the meaning was that as soon as someone got to speak, they would attack him, and they would especially come like a Merkacha, and it would be Balkan and so that. Oh, that was the deficient. So Rav Nachum started saying his Chabura, and a few minutes into it, not too long into it, one Chevroner starts shooting. Rav Nachum looked at him very surprised. He said, you know, he said, I used seichel to say what I'm saying. Why don't you use seichel before you ask a question? In other words, what does it mean that your mouth is shooting off now? It's not midarkei chachma. So what he's saying is the guf does well with shtika. It does well with restraining it. The zeshamu lematzasi laguf toiv al shtika ratzolayma ki shtika yofet no ro leguf mitzara guf. But there is guf, it's good for it. She kol guf in a poil klal ki apulo misachas al nefesh she nefesh pelz koi haguf. In other words, the guf is meant to be the expression of the nefesh. The nefesh is the poil. You know, it's when a person's body acts automatically, then all it is just actions. It's just it's like when you bang someone in the foot, we act. That's pure goof. When a person acts from the physical part, the content of it is goofnidic. When the person acts, actions should be from the nefesh. It's my decision, my drive, my vision, and I'm expressing it through a ma'isa guf. And kapul tzav nefesh hashpoz guf. The fikham mashad bal guf the nefesh am deveres koach mutar beguf. She'en a koach sichu nifdo. Roila shtika min adibon. So, in as much as the person's guf is in as much as it's the goof doing its own thing, it's good for it to keep quiet and not to do. Moshama Davadayma, but let's take an example. A person speaks, so he has a nakuda to say, and then he takes a lot of metaphors or a lot of synonyms and says it. So Be'etzim, his train of thought was, I need to embellish it with a lot of nice words. What are the words I can pick and talk with? Well, what are the words to you know, how many words can I put into the bag? A Baal Seichel uses words only when he needs to express some sichus with it. In other words, if he has an idea and I need to express it, then I'm going to express it in a certain way. There's a very cute mindset. It says a lot about the people involved. The Brisker Rav and the Brisker Rav and the Michal Feinstein were once talking. Michal Feinstein was the son of the Brisker Rav. And somehow the conversation came up about all the sharp lashonis that the Ravid uses against the Rambam and other Rishonim. So Rav Michel said, you know, in learning, there's risk of the race and get caught up with it. And Agav Shitfe, you say all these things. Biskov did not like it. Biskov made a face. And he said, nay. He said, in Torah, there's a din that did not let it be nice upon him, anybody. And it is midarkei ha'emes to precisely define things as they are. So if somebody tells me a word that might be okay, but I'm not sure, so the right way to say is, I hear the possibility, but I'm not sure. But if somebody tells me something that is absolutely, impossibly wrong, then it is midarach ha'emes to express that. So he said, when the Ravid said that this word of Rambam, he was defining exactly what the Rambam meant. I mean, the Nakuda I'm trying to get to the Maisa is, if there's Rav Michel was saying, what we would say, that it's Agav Shitfei, the words came out, a lot more words, just because he was so upset, a lot of words came out. And that was Rav Michel's, the Rav's Nakuda was, there are no extra words that come out, because that's not Midarkei Limud, it's not Midarkei Torah. Extra words means the words don't have any seichel behind it, but you're just in the mood to dump a lot of words. So you're dumping words. And that's why the Rav said that it was more an expression of a precise... The words were coming to express ideas, evaluations, etc. So a guf, the pa'ula is not roy to the guf. In other words, every pa'ula person does should be seen, just like when you have another muscle. When you have sometimes a drill bit, a drill. So a drill has many bits to it. If you don't put the bit in well into the drill, the bit moves on its own. It jiggles a little bit, and that's not good. What you want is that the drill bit be very snug onto its base, so that every drop of motion is the motion of the motor coming through the drill bit. You don't want an independent motion of the drill bit. The goof should not be acting. The words should not be saying themselves. They should be tools used exclusively by the seichel to express itself. So the goof is not poil, the royal head of an apula. The goof is a goof does not have klech hadibur. It is a goof like any other animal, and it should not. There should never be a process where dibur talks on its own. The royal goof pails there. The dove is there. Shua shtika bevada yafabay. So the shtika is yafet to the goof, in as much as it is. It itself is not expressing anything. When the seichel uses the words, then the goof is b'shtika. That's not a problem. But when the words take on themselves, I want to talk. I want to say. I want to use words. The words are dumped in just because words. All of those cases are cases where it's not good. And that's why the Gemara says, "Va'olim Mishana Yarchtara." It was many, many years ago from Moshe. When you learn it in halacha, when you learn the Gemara, it seems an Indian in it's a good way to teach a Talmud, because you know, if you teach him long, he'll forget it. So if you teach Yarchtara, it's sharp and concise. But you see, mitzad the you see it in two parts. The Rambam brings it not in Hilchos Talmud Torah, but in Hilchos Deis, and speaks about Shtika. And the Gemara brings it in Pesachim, where you're talking about the halachas of when you're talking about the Inyan of Nekiyas Adibur and so on. In Nekiyas Adibur, you add Dibur Ketzara. Nekiyas Adibur will understand the words from me said. The Ketzara is just a much more efficient way to teach it, especially in those days when they were learning Torah Shebaal Peh. You have to memorize it, so you Shabbos.
Just is Rabbi saying that the Chazal, are we saying that the Chazal that says that like this Mishnah that Kaihash that Shtika like this sounds like from the Chazal there should be no Dibur at all, just Shtika. You have all the Gemaras of Mila Basela Shtikus betraying that Achosh of Shtika is,
right.
And the din of Lo'ilam Mishadon Tamid Derech Ktsora are saying the same thing, because the Chazal of Derech Ktsora is Mashma that Dibur is Vichtig, but minimize it to what it needs to be. And these Mishnahs and these things need to be taken on such a kavas Shtika, just quiet. Is Rabbi saying that they boil down to the same thing?
Well, like I said before, I don't think the Shtika means not talking. It means not talking for talking's sake.
It's
talking as expression of mostly when it says kotul, kipute deraisa is encouraged. As long as it's when the dibur is seichel expressing itself, a ribur of sichus is good. When it's diburim looking to unclog themselves, the person has pent up diburim, just want to talk. Like it says, when a person is, if a person has valuable addition to chenachem. Over there, the diburim themselves are, the Ma'iyov said, kinsi mila miyuchal. I can't contain my words. I cannot stop them. That's that type of. So when a base tzad olenu will simcha fine, but mitzad the it's not good.
Mm-hmm. Hey.
Okay.
Shkoyach.
Shabbos.
Shabbos.
Called. Bye.